Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Now, before we start, you might want to check out our other podcasts covering topics like personal development and minimalism, money, health, relationships, and more. So to optimize your life in other areas, just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app. Now, on to the show.
This is Optimal Relationships Daily, episode 418, How to Make Friends as a Grown-Up, Part 2, by Lindsay Miller with NerdFitness.com. Hey there, I'm Joss Marie, and welcome back to my show. This is the podcast where I narrate all things relationship-based, and today is no exception. I'll actually be covering part 2 of a post from Lindsay Miller, a guest author with Nerd Fitness. So if you're new here or skipping around, it'd probably be best if you listen to episode 417 first, which has the first part of this post. But if you're here for part 2, then let's get right into it and continue optimizing your life. How to Make Friends as a Grown-Up, Part 2, by Lindsay Miller with NerdFitness.com. In my post about small talk, I described the disarming power of quirkiness. The same principle totally applies here. We get so used to the rote, scripted nature of human interaction that when someone dares to shake things up, to say the nice things other people won't, it's guaranteed to capture people's attention. If this feels like way too assertive an approach for you, here are some lines that are a bit more passive, but still employ the same disarming tactic. Nice talking to you. Before you go, I'm always down to check out a new music venue or restaurant. If you're ever looking for a partner in crime, count me in. Want to be all fancy and exchange info in case we ever have an extra ticket for something? Or, you too. I'm new here, so I don't always know all the cool things going on, but I'm an excellent wingwoman, and I promise not to embarrass you too much if you ask me to join trivia or game night. I might even help you win. Shall we do the thing where we exchange contact info? If your reaction to these scripts is, ha, they're weird, but I can dig it, then give them a shot. If you're instead thinking, I still can't muster up the courage to say anything to someone, let alone these out-of-the-box things, and thus I reject them, then maybe your style will be to go to the same meetup a few weeks in a row, just to scope things out a bit first. Eventually, working up to smiling and saying hi, and then saying to them the following week, hey, I see you at these meetings a lot and figured I should introduce myself. I'm Lindsay. But you should probably change that last part, unless your name really is Lindsay. Steve's note. I had to use this very tactic last weekend to make some new dude friends here in Nashville. A group of us were hanging out and I wanted some new friends, so I just asked for numbers for the next time we're all getting together for beers. It might feel weird, just ask. Use your 20 seconds of courage. End note. Now that we're playing in the right sandbox and saying the things that others won't, what else can little kids teach us about forging friendships? Lesson number 3. Mind your P's and Q's. The lessons we first learned as children about the importance of being considerate are just as relevant to us today, perhaps even more so. After all, as adults, we're in charge of our own social schedules, and there's much more competing for our time. This means every time a potential friend puts you on his or her calendar, he or she is actively choosing and prioritizing you over lots of other stuff. That's a precious gift, and it should be treated as such. Be a good friend. Show up on time, silence and holster your cell phone, hold the door open, offer the seat with a better view, applaud like after any and all karaoke performances. Those 5 things, honestly, get you 92% of the way there. Remember that the sandbox in lesson 1 works both ways. Are you considering their likes and dislikes when you hang out? You might be indifferent between jogging and cycling, but how does your friend feel? Perhaps you notice they have some difficulty with conversation, or they've told you they're shy. Maybe they prefer small groups or talk-free activities like movies or paintball. This doesn't mean that you have to grill him or her with 30 probing questions before every potential hangout, or that you should put your own preferences on the back burner completely. It's just a gentle reminder of one of the ways in which we can build a new friendship. Hey, I don't take you or your time for granted. Other examples include offering to give them a ride, listening to and remembering the stuff they talk about, and neither sneezing nor coughing directly in their face. A little bit of consideration goes a long way and sets a wonderful foundation on which to build together. In the early days of friendship, not every hangout will be a nonstop festival of laughter and merriment. But something as small as demonstrating respect for people and the time they've chosen to share with you is often the difference between pleasant hangouts that never happen again and those that blossom into deep, lifelong friendships. If you are trying to make new friends, say yes to every opportunity that comes along at the beginning. If you consistently say no, they'll stop asking. Conversely, continue to invite people you hope to become better friends with. The game of life. We've covered a few tips that will help us embark on new friendships, but I want to share a few thoughts on why I chose this topic in the first place. In response to my two previous guest posts, I've been touched to receive some mail from readers at loveanddatingadvice@gmail.com. Some of these were indeed about love and dating, but the other most common theme has been plain old friendship and the challenges associated with finding it as an adult, particularly for those of us who are not super comfortable in social settings. Thrillingly, I've also gotten to hear from people who have put some of these suggestions to work and have seen their lives improve as a result. Wait a minute. Challenges, attempts, successes, improvement? This is a classic level up story. How cool to see that as rebels level up their physical fitness, they also begin to uncover other dimensions of fitness, social, emotional, romantic, that they feel motivated to attain. And how important to remember that whatever our current challenges are, whatever our goals or struggles, other people are feeling the exact same things. Who knows? Your future best friend might be one of them. You just listened to part two of the post titled How to Make Friends as a Grown-Up by Lindsay Miller with NerdFitness.com. Thanks to Nerd Fitness for letting me share this one with you today. And Nerd Fitness is actually narrated pretty frequently over on Optimal Health Daily, but also across all five of our shows since they cover a wide range of topics. So if you'd like to hear more from them, go ahead and subscribe to our other podcasts. Simply search for Optimal Living Daily in your favorite podcast app. And just a couple notes. The part about how being considerate goes a long way is definitely something to remember. How would we feel if we made plans with someone who kept canceling because of something else that was more important? Not great. And it's definitely not the best way to treat a potential friend. Simply showing up on time and not allowing your cell phone to interrupt the conversation every few minutes says a lot about showing respect for people you're hanging out with. By minding our P's and Q's, as we were often told to do when we were kids, we create more opportunities to forge meaningful and long-lasting friendships. And with that, let's go ahead and wrap up today's episode. I hope you're having a fantastic week so far, and maybe you'll even make a new friend or two from applying Lindsay's tips. Let us know if you do. Here's to better relationships, and I'll see you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.